Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadik Ches, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. So yesterday we began the sugya of Taruvos, which is predicated on the idea of Bittel B'Roiv. So usually when you think of Roiv, you're thinking of the classic example, the Torah's example of Achri Rabim Lahatos. There's a suffix, you're not sure, Bezdin's not sure how to resolve the suffix. So we assume that what the Roiv is, whatever is most probable, statistically speaking, is what happened. So, for example, if there's a Bezin Shalchav Gimel and they're trying to determine whether Reuven killed Shimon, Reuven didn't kill Shimon, was Reuven Mechal Shabbos, was he not Mechal Shabbos? If Roiv Dayanim say he was, we'll assume he was. If Roiv Dayanim say he wasn't, he wasn't. But there are other concepts of Roiv as well. The halacha of Bittel B'Roiv is very different than the classic Roiv. And that is, when you have a Taruvos, you have a mixture of two things, Isser and Heter, the halacha is that we don't look at the Taruvos as a mixture of Isser and Heter, but rather we're forced to make a decision. We're forced to decide whether this Taruvos should be deemed Isser or whether it should be deemed Heter. How do you decide? Roiv. If Roiv the Taruvos is Isser, we're going to look at the Taruvos if it's Isser. If Roiv of the Taruvos is Heter, then we're going to look at the Taruvos as if it's Heter. What happens to the Miut? It becomes bottle to the Roiv, and we say that whatever the Roiv is, that's what this is going to be. Thus, you have a tremendous Chiddush. You can have a little bit of non-kosher food that's mixed together with your kosher food. As long as the kosher food is the majority, we're now going to look at this Taruvos as if it's 100% kosher. And when we talk about a taruvos of Isser Heter, there are two types of taruvos. There's a taruvos of lach belach. There's a taruvos of yavish biyavish. Yavish biyavish first. That's where you have three pieces of meat, three hamburgers. They all look the same. Two of them you know are kosher. One of them you know was not kosher. Right now, because they look the same and they all got mixed up, so you don't know which are the not kosher and which one is the not kosher. We say that being that the majority, two out of the three are kosher, even though we know that one is not kosher, all three become mutter. It's a taruvos yavish biyavish. It's learned out from the same exact pasuk that teaches me all the other halachas of Roiv. Achri rabim lahatos, all three hamburgers are going to be kosher now. To the extent that there's a shitas rishonim, the rush that says you can eat all three at the same time. How can you eat all three at the same time? You know for sure one of them is not kosher. You know for sure one of them was not kosher. But now that there's a halacha bittel b'roiv, bittel b'roiv tells me that we look at all three as if they're kosher. The Rashba argues, the Rashba says you have to eat them one at a time. There's no way you could all eat all three at once. There's a Shitas Rashi that says that you could eat the hamburgers, but you have to get rid of one of them first. So you throw away one, and then you could eat the other two. What's the methodology? You throw away one, we'll have the right to assume that the one you threw away was the non-kosher one, even though mechatesi, but that's the rule. The point is that there's a concept of taruvos yavish biyavish that is important in the halachas of Bittel B'Roiv. But there's another type of taruvos, which is really the one that we're discussing right now, and that's a taruvos lach belach. That's where you have Isser v'Heter that literally merged together and became one. It's what the Gemara refers to as tam ke'ikr. It comes up in different shapes and sizes and forms, but the point is, where you have Isser and Heter, and they were literally nis'arev into one. You have a pot of kosher meat, and you threw a non-kosher piece of meat into the mix, and now they all got cooked together. So it's not three hamburgers, I don't know which one is which. I have a pot that has food of kosher and non-kosher food mixed up completely. So in a taruvos yavish biyavish, the physical Isser v'Heter are not mixed. They didn't merge. They didn't cook together. Nothing chemically happened between the two to merge them into one. It's just that we don't know. There's a confusion. The taruvos is the confusion. Over here, the taruvos is physical. It's chemical in nature. What happened was the Isser and the Heter physically got mixed together. There too, we say the halacha of Achri Rabba Mahati. Stated in that, there's a very important caveat. The caveat is Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker says that as long as the Isser is nice and tam, even though it's a mute in this taruvos, the halacha is, the taruvos Aruvas is still going to be Asa. Tamke Iker de Raisid, Rabbana will speak more about that again in the end of the daf. But as we spoke out briefly in the Hakdomati yesterday, Shir, it's Machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi Shita is that Tamke Iker is the Rabbana, and all the psukim that the Gemara brings for Tamke Iker is an Asmach the Bahama. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is it's de Raisa with one caveat, it's only de Raisa if the Taruva is his Mimbishain and Minai. If the Taruva is his Mimbishain, then even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that the halacha is Tamke Iker is only going to be with the Rabbana. How do you define Mimbishainai? How do you define Mimbish and Aminai? That too we're going to see at the end of the daf. Either way, it's what comes out halacha lemaisa, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, the whole Tumul, and the Rishonim, and the Paiskim. But one thing is clear, that if you have a Taruva is lach balach, even though there is an idea of Achi Rabban Lahatas, but there's also an idea of Tam Keker that says that you can't just say, oh, Roiv of the pot is kosher meat, so big deal, one piece of chazer fell into the pot. Roiv of it is kosher. No, that could have, would have, should have been. That's not the way it is. Because now there's a new halacha of Tam Keker. And Tam Keker says that as long as the dover muet is nice and tam in the taruvois, so the halacha is that the whole taruvois is going to be awesome. Now, tam kikr doesn't apply by yovish be yovish, because yovish be yovish, there's no tam, there's nothing happened between them chemically where one would be contributing any flavor into the other. It's only a discussion when you're learning the halachas of taruvois lach balach, although we will see at some point there is a concept of shishim even by a taruvois yovish be yovish, but that's only midrash. Because of Xeri, you might cook it together. But the point is that when you discuss Tam Ke Iker, you're obviously discussing a Taruva is Lach Balach. So how do you know if something's nice in Tam? So you have a Taruva is Lach Balach. We know there's a Loch of Tam Ke Iker. So how do you know if the Dover Aser is being nice in Tam or the Dover Aser is not being nice in Tam? So the Gemara gave a few possibilities. Rava said that there's three ways to do it. Either you can give it to a Jew to taste. If we're dealing with Issa the Heter that no Jew is allowed to eat, so you can't give it to a Jew. Then you can give it to a non-Jew. You trust the non-Jew. Rashi says, Masich lefi tumay. Taisa says you give it to a master chef, someone who is not going to put his professional license at risk so that you can trust him. Exactly. So you can trust him that he'll be telling the truth. Or finally, a third option is, if there's no way to taste it, it's min b'minay, or you can't find that chef that you're going to trust. So then there's a halach of shishim. So there's a back of the envelope formula that you're allowed to use, and you do is you count the amount of heter in this taruvos, the amount of iser. If the 60 times heter connected to iser, then you're allowed to eat it. So it's not roiv, but rather it's shishim. Why shishim? Because of the halacha of Tam Keker. But one thing we saw in yesterday's daf, and it's going to be a lot more clear on Tzadik Chesam and Aleph, that the whole concept of shishim is something that evolved during the Tkufa of the Amoraim. And it seems that the Tanoim and even some of the earlier Amoraim were not aware of this shear of shishim, which would seem to suggest that it's not included in the shiurim that were nemar halacha l'moishim isir, unless it was forgotten. But the point is, as we're going to see throughout the Gemara, that there were different numbers and formulas that the Amoraim suggested, and Rashi, the way he's mefarish the sugya, says this is all before shishim. What before shishim? What shishim is from the shiurim halacha l'moishim isir, right? There's nothing before kezayis. Kezayis is that's Torah Misinai. So apparently, this shishim was something that somehow came about at some later tkufa of the Amoraim. Either way, a lot more yesoidus to the Gemaras. I mean, every line Gemara is a yesoid in the sugyas of Taruvos. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Gid b'shishim, the ein gid min haminyan." So if you have a gid hanosha, which is how we got into the sugya in the first place, and you cooked it now together with other gidin. So the halach is if the 60 gidim of heter keneged the gid hanasha, then the entire taruvos is going to be mutter, and you don't have to worry about the gid hanasha. Ve'ein hagid min haminyan. What does that mean? That means you have to have 60 of heter without the gid hanasha. The gid hanasha doesn't count as part of the 60. Meaning, when you talk about bittul b'shishim, doesn't mean shishim together with the Dover Aser, or does it mean Shishim in addition to the Dover Aser? Total you have to have 60, or total you have to have 61? So this is a Rav Nachman. It's one line of Masechta Schul inside Zayin Amid Beis. Basics. Gid b'shishim ve'ein agid ben aminin. You have to have 60 of Heter kineged the one of Iser. Chal b'shishim, the udder of a cow, if you want to be mevatel it, there has to be shishim keneged it. Uchal min aminyan, you could count the kral. Now, the udder of a cow is where the milk comes from. So if you take the udder of a cow with the milk inside of it and you put it in a pot with other meat, you're running into a bas of a chalav question. Issue. You're not allowed to cook basa v'chalav together. You're not allowed to eat basa v'chalav together. So what happens if you cook the udder that has milk inside of it? So the halacha is you need shishim keneged the milk that's inside the udder, and you can use the udder itself to be mevatel the milk. The reason is because the udder itself is meat. It's a davar mutter. The udder is not the milk. It's the milk inside the udder that we're worried about. Beitza b'shishim. If you have an egg, we'll see what that means in the Gemara. Ein beitza b'naminyan. There are two. There's halacha of shishim, and you don't count that. As it relates to an udder, so somebody took an udder, there's milk inside, he cooked it in a pot together with other meat. So the halacha is you need shishim, but even if you have shishim keneged the kral, keneged the udder, the kral itself is going to remain aser. The enough alikdeir acheres, if you would take this udder and you'd put it now into another pot, oyser would have the ability to make the other pot aser. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because to the extent that you had shishim keneged the udder, meaning you had shishim to be mevatel the milk that's inside of it, so why should it remain aser? Why, if you put it into another pot, should it still be aser? So I am brishayna, but the point is that even if the shishim, the udder remains aser, and if you put the udder into another pot, it has an ability, like a chaticha din avela, to make the rest of the pot aser. So Gemara discusses this a little bit. I'm Rav Ashi, Gavina, Rav Kahano. When I was by Rav Kahani, I asked him the following question. If somebody sticks an udder of a cow with milk inside of it into a pot, so yeah, you need shishim, right? The Rav Nachman said, shishim and the udder itself counts as part of the shishim. His question was, shishim keneged the entire udder, or shishim keneged the milk that's inside the udder? Meaning at first glance, you would say it's keneged the milk that's inside of the udder. But maybe no. Maybe you need to be mevatel the udder itself. The udder is mutter, the udder is meat. You're allowed to cook the udder with the rest of the meat. The problem with the udder is the milk that's inside the udder. Stating that, he wasn't sure. He said, do you need shishim keneged the milk that's inside the udder? You figure out how much milk is inside and that's what you're mevatel? Or do you have to be mevatel keneged the entire udder? So he told him, shita de b'didei mesharinon. It's pasha, you need to be mevatel the entire udder. Because if you're going to tell me that you need to be mevatel only the milk that's inside of him. How in the world do you know how much milk is? There's no way to know how much milk is inside. I mean that there's no way to know how much milk is inside. You need a mevatel the entire udder. Fake the Gemara, Elam Yat, if that's the case, then I don't understand the next line of the Braisa. We said that the udder itself, you need to be, if the shishim can get it, the udder still remains aser, meaning if it falls into another kedera, it has an ability to aser the other kedera. If you're telling me that shishim means shishim keneged the udder, so you already mevatel the udder. So if you mevatel it, how does the udder have an ability to go ahead and aser in another path? So the Gemara says, it's two separate halachas. The first halacha is we're worried about the milk that's inside the udder. So an udder with milk falls into a pot, so you need shishim to mevatel the milk. You have no idea how much milk is here. So as a result, you need to mevatel the entire kal. That's the only way to do this. So you mevatel the entire udder, stating that the udder remains aser. Why does it remain aser? Because it remains aser. There's a halacha that the udder is viewed as a chaticha din avel. So now if you take the udder, you put it into another pot, it's still going to be a problem. The shishim work to be mevatel the udder mitzad the milk that was inside the udder, stating that the udder became a chaticha din avel in and of itself, and as a result, if it falls into a kedera acheres, it's going to have an ability to asa. But there's one very important yisoid. I mean, maybe the shail of udder is not so halacha l'maisa, but there is one very important principle as it relates to taruvos that you have to take out of this gemara. And that is, the gemara said that if you had an udder of a cow with milk inside of it, and now it's in the taruvos, so the halacha is it's not enough to have shishim keneged the milk. You need shishim keneged the entire udder. Why? The problem is not the udder. The problem is the milk. The reason is because you have no idea how much milk is inside the udder. Thus, you don't know how much to be mevatel. You don't know. If you knew, it'd be one thing, but you don't know. It's from here we learn a halacha that any time you have a taruvah, a vis of a heter, you always need to be mevatel the entire iser. You're not allowed to start making calculations and saying, one second, I have a chatichas nevel of iser that fell into a pot, so I don't know how much of this chaticha really went into the food of heter, so then how much iser there is that I need to be mevatel. So let me take the piece of non-kosher meat out, and I'll make a cheshbin of how much platis went into this taruvos, and I'll be mevatel that. The halacha is, it doesn't work. The halach is the ibn madinafak minay minayadinon. You have to assume that there's no way to know how much actually went into the taruvas. I mean that there's no way to know how much went into the taruvas. You always have to be mevatel the entire taruvas. Another halach, another technical gemara. Beitza b'shishim, the ein beitza minamin. We said that if an egg, so apparently this is a non-kosher egg, was mixed together with kosher eggs, the halacha is you need shishim, the in beitzim and aminyan, the egg itself doesn't count as part of the shishim. So pashut, it sounds like you need shishim of heter, can egg the one egg of iser, 61 in total. Only Rabbi Dibar Abin, la bayis, Rabbi Dibar told Abay, the maimed, you have a time. It sounds like from this halacha that if you boil a bunch of eggs together, the eggs will somehow be nice and tame into the other egg. Is that true? For Amri Inshi, don't people say Kimaya the baby? People want to say that something is tasteless. So they say this thing tastes like water that eggs were cooked in. Meaning it tastes like water. Because if you boil eggs in water, the egg is not going to give any time into the water. So if the egg doesn't give any time into the water, so what's this whole question in the first place? We're talking about time because we're discussing shishim. So you're talking about eggs, boiling eggs together. You boil a bunch of eggs, you boil a kosher egg and a non-kosher egg together in the same pot. L'chayre, there should be no problem, because how is it being nice and tam? And it's interesting, Mara says, how do you know it's not nice and tam? Ask the man on the street. V'amri inchi. Ki maya debeya ba'amu. Amalei. So says the Gemara, Abaya told Rabbi Dibar Abin, hocha b'maya skina b'beitz zafrech. We're not talking about a regular egg. We're talking about a fertilized egg. We're talking about an egg that has a chick inside of it. As a result, that type of egg, being that that chick is already it's a chicken. It's a non-kosher chicken. You're not allowed to eat it in a freyach. You need chita, right? You can't eat it. So you can't eat it. So in theory, even though it's kosher, it's a chicken, but it's not kosher, meaning it's not roi lachila, and this flesh inside, that's already going to be nice and tam. So a non-fertilized egg won't be nice and tam, but a fertilized egg is different. But the Gemara says, oh, avol tamei aloi, says the Gemara. But enochanami, if it would be a regular non-kosher egg, you're telling me it wouldn't be a problem. Esvei beitzim tahiros. If somebody has kosher eggs, you're talking about beitzim tamei, and he cooked it together with non-kosher eggs. If there's less than 60, it's a problem. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, why does it have to be non-kosher eggs? Look, even if it's kosher eggs, even if it's kosher, the issue is not kosher versus non-kosher. Meaning, what's a non-kosher egg? It came from a non-kosher animal. It doesn't have to come from a non-kosher animal, even if it came from a kosher animal. The issue is that there's an efrech. So the Gemara says, "Hachanami beitzes efrech." It's true. That's what it means. The Braisa means beitzes efrech. If I correlate tmeya, then why did it refer to it as tmeya? Doesn't tmeya usually mean non-kosher? Keeping this efrech correlate tmeya. No, tmeya in the sense that you can't eat it. Not that it's from a non-kosher animal. But the Gemara says it can't be. Because midik tani seifa, that Braisa that discussed cooking beitzim tahoros with beitzim tamayos has a sefer. The sefer says beitzim shesholkon v'nimtza efrayach ba'achas mehem. You cooked a bunch of eggs together, you're boiling eggs together, and then you found out that one of them had an efrayach. Im yesh b'manoisim tam kulun asuris. If the beit that has an efrayach is noisim tam, then they all become asur. Now it's two cases in the braisa. There's a resha and a sefer. The resha discusses you cooked kosher eggs with beitzim tamayos. The second one discusses you cooked kosher eggs with eggs that had an efrayach. Now, if it's a ratio and a sefer, they're talking about two different things. I'm not sure what the ratio is talking about, but I know what the sefer is talking about. It's very straightforward. It's talking about an eggs that have a little chick inside. Clearly, the ratio is not talking about a beitzah that has an efrayach. What then does it mean when it says beitzah tamea? It means a non-kosher egg. And still, there's a discussion of nice and tam. So you see clearly from the ratio of the braisa that there's an idea of tam and shishim and even when you're dealing with eggs. Says the Gemara, Michal the Reish blessed by Efrayach Haskin, right? Don't you see from the Sefer that the Reish is talking about where there was no Efrayach? Gemara says, no, it's not two cases. It sounds like it's two cases. Perusha come farish. You have to say that the Sefer of the Braisa is a Pirish. It's a commentary on the Reish of the Braisa. The Gemara does this sometimes. The Reish was Beitzim Tahirish Shalkin, Beitzim Tmeyos, Yeshma Benoisim Tam, Kulmasurois. Ketzad, what does Tmeyos mean? Usually Tmeyos means eggs from a non kosher animal. That's not what it means here. Kugan Shalkin. In this case, tmeyos means efroyach. Hachinami mistabli. Gemara says it's actually mashma that way because these all gotaitach reisha less beefroyach. Because if you get to tell me the reisha in the sefer talking about two different things, and the reisha is talking about a non-kosher egg, the sefer is talking about efroyach. Hashad the less beefroyach asura. Then the Gemara's kash says, once I know the reisha, I shouldn't even need the sefer. This beefroyach mi baya. What's the bigger chiddush? It's a bigger chiddush that an egg from a non-kosher animal even though it's not a fertilized egg, it doesn't have an afreyach, could be nice and tam, then it is an egg that has an afreyach should be nice and tam. So once the reisha, assuming the reisha is discussing a regular non-kosher egg, not a fertilized egg, a regular non-kosher egg, and the halacha is that it's nice and tam, then I shouldn't need the sefer. So from the fact that we mentioned the sefer after the reisha, that's a right, it's not two cases. Because if it's two cases, I would know the second case from the first case. Elamai must be one long case where the sefer is being mefarish the reisha. But the Gemara says, no, imishamala iria. Could be really, it's two cases. Ah, you'll ask me, why do I need a sefer of Efrayach once I know the reisha of Beitzim? Tmeis, tana sefer the gluri reisha. I need a sefer to tell me what pshana the reisha. Shaloi toimar, because had I only had the reisha, you would have thought reisha this by Efrayach. You would have made the mistake and thought that the reisha is telling me the more obvious halacha. This by Efrayach. Let's be afreich shay. But if there's no afreich, maybe it'd be mutatana sefer this be afreich. So therefore, the sefer made it clear. Then no, the sefer is this be afreich. Chal the reish is less be afreich. Vaisas the reish is less be afreich. Filachi astir and still it's going to be us. The point is, there's no raya from the brisa whether beitzim tmeyos that are cooked together with beitzim tahoros could be nois and tam or can't be nois and tam. There's no hachinami mestabra, but there's also no ace of it. You can't ask kashas from here. You can't bring rayas from here. There's two ways to learn the brisa. I mean that there's two ways to learn the brisa. The way we come back is to what Abaye said in Svara, and that is that when there was a discussion amongst the Amoraim and Tanoim whether if you cook kosher eggs with non-kosher eggs together in the same pot, that there should be halacha of tam ke'ikar and noisim tam of shishim, it's all where the egg had an afreyach inside of it. So this wasn't a regular egg, the type of eggs that you'd make scrambled eggs from. Those eggs, kosher, non-kosher, you put them all together, there's no halacha of shishim. Where there's a halacha of shishim is where the egg had in it a chicken, such an egg, being that there's basar inside the egg that can somehow seep through the shell, that would already be noisim tam into the taruvos. There would be a halacha of shishim, but enochinami, if it was a regular non-kosher egg, that's the Maskonos HaGemara. This, in and of itself, would not be an issue. Zok to Gemara. Hu kezesa tarba denafal bidikula debisra. There was a maisa shahaya, kachaya. There was a kezayas of tarba, that of fat, that fell into a pot of meat. So this is a problem. So Rav Asi, lishi ure, b'may debali kedula. So Rav Ashi, not Ravasi, was sat down and he wanted to do the arithmetic to make sure that the shishim. So he started counting how much kosher meat there was, and then he counted the roitiv and the kippah, like we had at the end of yesterday's daf. So he started taking all the heter in this pot into calculation, but then he added one thing. What he did was he also tried figuring out how much heter was absorbed in the walls of the pot. Because he felt that any food that's inside the walls of the pot would be mitzarif to the heter to be mevatel, this kezayis of fat. I'm really Rabbanu le Rav Ashi. So Rabbanu told Rav Ashi, how could you do that? Atu de hetera bala, the yisur le bala. You see, there's a little base there. This svara is la halacha. He says, how could you do something like that? How do you know whether the pot absorbed heter or iser, or more heter, or more iser? There's no way to take the pot into calculation. Meaning, really what you need to assume is that the pot probably absorbed proportionate to whatever's inside the pot. So if the pot was 70% heter and 30% iser, then the pot itself probably absorbed 70% heter and 30% iser. The point is, you can't assume it absorbed more heter than iser so that you could somehow tip the scales as far as the ratio of iser to heter goes to walk away with your shishim. So Rav Ashi was being mitztarif madabala k'deira to the heter side of the balance sheet, because he thought that by doing that, you'd be able to somehow walk away with a shishim. So Rabbanu told Rav Ashi, it doesn't make any sense. Either way, there was not a zayas of fat, but rather there was a chatzi zayas of chelev that fell into a pot of meat. It's of a marba Rav Ashi. This is not Rav Ashi, this is marba Rav Ashi. There's two differences, right? Number one, it's not a zayas, it's a half a zayas. Number two, it's not Rav Ashi. It's Rav Ashi's son. It's Marba Rav Ashi. So he was doing the math. And what was the math that he did? It was Shiure Betalsin Palgid Azazah. 30 half Azazah. So it was a half Azazah. And he was cheshbening 30 half Azazah. Now, had he cheshbened 30 Azazah, would have been good. Because 30 zaysim is 60 times a half a zays. But he was cheshbening 30 half a zaysim. Amalei Avuah. So his father told him, Rav Ashi, his father was the god of Ladar. Lava minu lecha. Sounds like this isn't the first time they had this conversation, right? He said, didn't I tell you, like, tzalzel b'shiure d'rabbanon, that you shouldn't be mezalzel when it comes to shiure d'rabbanon? Meaning, Mar Rav Ashi seems to have been doing the math and looking for a 30-to-1 ratio.
And Rav Ashi understood that. What do you mean 30? It's 60. Everybody knows it's 60. So probably the reason he came up with 30 is because this is only the Rabbanan. Because it's not a full Kazayas. It's a Chatzi Zayas. So I mean that it's a Chatzi Zayas, Chatzi Shir. Oh, Chatzi Shir is only awesome with the Rabbanan. We'll see. That'll be the second question. Oh, it's a Chatzi Shir, awesome with the Rabbanan. He's being Mezalzel under the Rabbanan. So he said, the Rabbanans are just like Deiraisas. And if Deiraisa, you want to be Mevatel, you need Shishim. When it comes to the Rabbanan, you want to be Mevatel, you need Shishim as well. So how are you doing with 30? For Oidi told him, I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Chatzi Shir, awesome in a Torah. It's not even the Rabbanan, it's a Deiraisa. So Rav Ashi told my Rashi two mistakes. Number one, you're assuming it's a Rabbanan, thus Shloishim, Loi Tazal, but the Rabbanan. The Rabbanans work with Shishim just like Deiraisas work with Shishim. And number two, it's not even the Rabbanan. Why would you assume it's the Rabbanan? Because it's a Chatzi Shir. We pass like Rabbi Yechonon. Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar. Achleik is Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar. Rish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir Asim and Rabbanan. But being that the Allah is like Rabbi Yechonon, that Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar. If Chatzi Shir Asim and Atar, what's Shiurim? Shiurim is with regards to Einshin. Meaning if somebody eats a half a Zayas of Nevela, it's a problem. He just doesn't get Malkus. Malkus, all the Shiurei HaTorah were said with regards to Einshin, but as it relates to the actual Isser, Chatzi Shir, Asim and Atar. Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Amar Rav Idi Bar Idi. Bar Gershom, Amar Rav Levi Bar Parta, Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Rav Biryam, Mishum Zaken Echad. All in the name of Zaken Echad. Who was that Zaken Echad? Full suspense. What did they say? Beitza besamich asura besamich va'achas muteris. An egg that gets mixed up with 60 is aser. With 61 is mut. Amr Rav Zeirul Rav Shem Bar Abba reisha atamatoba gvul heter. It sounds like you're saying a very big kula. Why? The Gemara explains. Because there were two gedali adar that said a similar halacha, but it was not clear what they held. Rav Yaakov Bar Yidi, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. They were the two Gedali Adar. What did they say? Rav Yishuv and Levi Amri, they both said the name of Yishuv and Levi. Beitza besamach asura, besamach va'alef muteris. An egg. In 60 is aser, in 61 is mutter. And it's a little ambiguous, right? V'ibayiluhu. And the Amiram weren't sure what they said. Besamach va'achas behadidida. Oidum le'barmino. When we say that an egg is only mutter with 61, it means 61, it's one of the 61? Or do you need 61 without it? For like posh, and we couldn't resolve this question. Umar poshalei mifshad. And from you it sounds like, from the fact that you're not explaining that you need 61 without the egg that's aser, that a person will for sure walk away thinking that as long as the 61 with the egg of Isser, that in and of itself is going to be enough, which is a big kula, because that's only one tzad in the way the Chachamim understood what the Shnei Gedali Adar said. It's the tzad hakula, because there was a tzad hachumra, which was that you need 61 in addition to the egg. In other words, what's coming out from this Gemara is very interesting. Ordinarily, whenever you talk about Shishim, so Rav Nachman explained right as the first line, the first words of the daf, in the beginning of the daf, that you need 60 of heter keneged iser. So if you have a taruvah, a vis of a heter, you take the taruvahs, you divide it into 61 groups. The point is, it's 61 in total. It's just made up of 60 of heter and one of iser. If you have that, you could be mevatel. 60 heter connected one of iser, 61 in total. Here the Gemara is clearing that sad that when it comes to an egg, you need 62 in total. You need 61 of heter and one of iser. It was a little bit unclear. I mean, the Gemara is not sure, but there were two Gedali Adar that said something that seemed to suggest that. And there was a follow-up question. And no one knew the answer. So at the very least, there was a possibility that when it comes to an egg, that you would need 61. And thus, the Gemara is saying that it was a big Chiddush. There Rav Shemin Bar Abban, Rav Idi Bar Idi, Bar Gershon, Bar Rav Levi, Bar Parter, Rav Nachem, Bar Biri, right? Mishum Zaken, that they all made it sound like it's Pasha, right? It's not you. All you need is 60. Connected one. Well, it's not so sure. Not so Pasha. It's true for Gidanosha, it's 60, for Chatichas Nevela, Issa, Hetta, Truma, whatever. But Truma's 100. But you know, this halacha of 60 of Hetta connected one of Issa, but egg might be different. Why would an egg be different? So what's the Svara? The Svara is because eggs are not all the same size. You have a large egg, an extra large egg, right? They come in different sizes. As a result, if you can have 60 keneged, the one of Isser, we're concerned that maybe the one of Isser is an extra large egg. And one of the 60 are going to be just the large eggs, not the extra large eggs. So what we do is we add another egg. just to make sure that we have a full 60. That's the idea. That's the tzad, and that is the bottom line. Next Gemara, Itmar, Amar Rav Chelbim, Rav Huna, Beitza Besamach, Vihi Asura. So if you have an egg where you have 60 plus it, meaning 60 of Heter, can I get one of Isser, which is usually the sheer Bittel, it's still a problem. Besamach, Behalach, Vihi. But if you have 61 plus him with Teres, then it's going to be Mutter. Zok, the Gemara. Who does look at me, the Rabbi, completely by Rabbi. So we mentioned earlier that the number Shishim evolved. It wasn't always that way. A few stories that are going to demonstrate that. So there was somebody that came in front of Rabbi Gula by Rabbi. Amalei told him, Abaloi Shir Barbon Vesheva, Vani Asha Barbon Vachamish, Siyeta Taruvis Avisa Vaheter. They did the math, and there was 45 of Heter, Keneged the one of Isser. And so Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi, my father, I remember, didn't want to be Mater with 47 to 1. You expect me to be Mata 45 to 1? I mean, what do you mean? Isn't it 60 to 1? So it seems like not at that time. Who does the coming to Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi? Somebody came not to Rabbi Gamliel by Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi. Rabbi had a son, Gamliel, had a son, Rabbi, at the end of Masechtas Ksubas fame. Amalei, he told him, Abba Leishir b'mem heis. Here he told him, my father didn't want to do Vaniyah Shar b'mem gimel. Who does the coming to Rabbi Chia? Amalei, klum yeh shleishim. Rabbi Chia said, do you have 30? So the Gemara says, whoa, time of the lekish shleishim, make a shleishim in Shire? No one ever heard 30. This is Amar Rab Chanina Guzma. You're right. He meant to say, you don't even have 30. So why are you asking me the shayla? Amar Rab Chia bar Abba, Amar Rab Shua ben Levi, Mishum Mar Kapar. Kol Yisurim Sheb Betoyra Besamach. Every time you have a taruv, it's a v'hater, the Allah Cheshishim. This next Gemara, by the way, is a classic. Amar the fun of Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. So Rab Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak told him, Rebbe, Ata Oimer Kain, is this what you heard from Rab Shua ben Levi? So again, Rab Chia bar Abba heard the name Rab Shua ben Levi, who said over the name of Bar Kapara that anytime you have a taruv as a vis of a heter, what's the magic number? If you can't taste it, there's no master chef. So what do? Shishim. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak told Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi, that's what you heard. I heard differently. I heard that Rav Asi said Rabbi Shmuel Belevi Mishum Bar Kapara that Kol Yisurim Shavu Torah B'Meya, that every time you have a taruv as a vis of a heter, it's always 100. V'Shneiam Leilam Duel Mizraya B'Sheilo Zokti Gemara. They both had the same makar. They both learned it. Meaning, apparently there were two versions of what Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said in the name of Bar Kapar. Is it Shishim every time you have a Taruv as a Vis of a Heter? Or is it Meya every time you have a Taruv as a Vis of a Heter? And it's learned from a Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi. It's a Kachim Pasuk. It's tucked away. It's in the Halachas of the Nazir. The Torah says that after the Nazir completes his Nazirus, he had to bring three Karbanos. He brought an Oila, a Shlomim, and a Chatas. His Shlomim, the Shlomim that the Nazir brought, was given to the Bailim, meaning the Nazir got to eat the meat of the Shlomim, which is the way it is with almost all shlamims, because it's kachim kalim, but at the same time, there was one part of the carbon shlamim that had to be given to the kayin, that the bailim, no zar was allowed to eat. It's viewed as kachi kadashim, that's also the zar. There was one part that had to be given to the kayin, and that was the zraya. The zraya, that's as of the Seder plate fame. So the Zraya was given to the Kayin. They would do tenufa with the Zraya, and afterwards they would give it to the Kayin. But before they did that, they cooked the Zraya. And the Zraya was cooked together with the rest of the animal. The Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-Kayin es ha-Zraya b'sheila min ayil. We'll see now machlekes, what exactly b'sheila means. But really, the Pashup Shana b'sheila, and even though there's machlekes, everybody agrees that ein mikri yoytze midei pshutai, that b'sheila is miloshim b'shel. So the Zraya was cooked together with the rest of the aisle, and the Kohen ended up taking it. So they would cook the aisle together with the Zraya. The Zraya would end up going to the Kohen, as the Pasuk says, and then he took the Chalom Matzis Achas Menasal and all the different matzis, and they did the Tenufa of Masechtas Menachas fame. But regardless, says the Gemara, that before the Kohen got the Zraya, it's a Pasuk in the Torah, was cooked together with the rest of the aisle. Says the Gemara B'Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleima. Braisa, what does B'Sheila mean? It means it was whole. The Zraya had to be whole. No, it's Meloshim Bishel. It means it had to be cooked. Says the word. Everybody agrees it had to be cooked. Because Meshela for sure also means cooked. And everybody agrees that it had to be cooked together with the ayal, meaning together. The Tanakhama said that first they would cut it,
meaning they would separate the zraya from the rest of the aisle, and then they would cook. It was cooked in the same pot, but first they would separate, and then afterwards they would cook it. And Reb Shimon Yochai, who's the second sheet that holds, first they would cook it, and afterwards they would cut it. Where do you see this in the Machlokes? So it's a little bit unclear. The Tanakhama says Ein b'sheila ela shleima. It seems to suggest that you just have to make sure the zraya is intact. You don't have to make sure the aisle is intact. You have to make sure the zraya is intact, which seems to suggest that they remove the zraya from the rest of the aisle, make sure the zraya is whole, but cook it all together. Reb Shimon Yochai says b'sheila doesn't mean shleima, and all it means is bishul. There's an ein mikra yoytze midei pshutai, and that's all it means. That's all it means. So fakart, you could be. You had to cook it all in one shot. The Ibai is saying, alternatively, what the machloik is of Ein B'Sheila Ela Shleimas or Ein B'Sheila Ela Shenes Bashem L'Nayil, the Kuliyama Mechatach Vadim of Ashala, everybody agrees that first they would cut it, then they would cook it. Miu Mar Sovar, Shimon holds, Vahadi Ayol Mevashala, they would cook it together with the Ayol. Incidentally, in the first Lishna of the Gemara, the first Mar Sovar is the Tanakama. In the second Lishna of the Gemara, the Ibai is saying, it's a little confusing, the first Mar Sovar is Rav Shimon. So Mar Sovar Bahadi Ayol Mevashala, they would cook it together with the Ayol. Mar Sovar B'Kdei Racheres Mevashala, they would cook it in two different pots. Bottom line says the Gemara, this, we just need a punchline. Lishna Kama, according to the first Lashon, both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon in this price hold that the Zraya was cooked together with the rest of the aisle. If that's the case, you see, according to everybody, this idea that they were cooked together. Who cares? Oh, we'll see in a second. Lelishna Basra, according to the second understanding of what the Machloikis is, at least according to one of the Tanam, Rav Shimon Yochai holds that they would cook the Zeraya together with the aisle. What's the problem? That's a very big problem. The Zeraya is also Lazar. Only the Kohen's allowed to eat the Zeraya. So here's the question. You're going to cook the Zeraya together with the aisle. From the Baal, from the Nazir's perspective, there's a taruvah of a heter. He's allowed to eat all the flesh of this aisle. A lot of food. He's allowed to eat all of the meat, with the exception of the Zraya. The Zraya, only the Kohen's allowed to eat. So then the question is, then how could you cook it together? And how could you eat the aisle now? You have Issev heter. It's like you have a taruvah of Chulin and Truma. You have a taruvas of Issa the Heter. The Issa is the Zeraya, which is Asul Azar. Only the Kohen's allowed to eat the Zeraya. The Heter is the rest of the aisle. And still it's okay. Must be, because there's a Bittul. Oh. So if you see now in the Torah, here we have biblical precedents for the concept of a Bittul. Now, we have no idea figuring out what the Shir Bittul is, but Zok, the Gemara, half of a vowel. This is such an important Gemara. That if you have a Pasuk in the Torah that already seems to be telling me a little bit about Bittul, so let's figure out what the ratio, what was the proportion in the Gemara's case of Bittul, and that's going to be a Binyan Av. We can cut and paste and apply this formula across the entirety of Torah and say that if it conforms to this formula, it's going to be okay. If not, it's not going to be okay. Zok, digamar. Mandama b'shishim. The mandama that heard from Bishul and Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. That the shir is shishim, which is of course the halacha, sovar basa v'atzamois, bader basa v'atzamois. That the way we calculate the zraya b'sheila is we take the zraya, the basar of the zraya, and that tzamois of the zraya, and now we match it up to the basar and that tzamois of the rest of the animal, the havalei b'shishim. And if you do that math, the zraya is going to represent approximately, I don't know if it's approximately, it's going to represent 1/60th of everything else. Thus, you're going to see 60 of Heter connected the one of Issa. Mandama b'meya, the mandama that says meya, sovar, he holds basa v'adi basa masharinan. The zraya, it's the basa that's asar, it's not tatsamas. So why are you counting the atzamas? So you take the basa of the zraya and you match it up to the basa of the rest of the animal. Apparently, the zraya had a disproportionate amount of atzamas versus basar. So if you count the basar and the atzamas of the zraya versus the basar and the atzamas of the rest of the animal, the zraya represents 1/60th. But if you only count the basar of the zraya versus all the other basar, then the number is going to end up being 100. Havalei b'meya, and that's how you come on with it. But the Gemara says, Mi'afina mina, could you learn anything from zraya b'sheila? Says, we're learning everything from zraya b'sheila. And the Gemara's kash is, you can't even learn anything. Why? V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, zeh heta ba michal iser, that the zraya b'sheila, the Braisa said, is a heter b'michal iser. Really, what's going on in the Zraya b'sheila should be aser. Stating that, this raya b'sheila is a chiddush. Zehu l'mutemai. I mean, zehu. This is heter. That's b'michal iser. It sounds like there's something in this raya b'sheila that's unique. It's a chiddush, and really, does raya b'sheila did not conform with the rules and regulations of kol ha'Torah kula. So how are we learning from this raya b'sheila? Just the opposite. The Braisa said zehu heter b'michal iser zehu l'mutei. It's coming to be ma'at that really you usually can't work with what you see by this raya. So how are you learning shishim or meir from this raya b'sheila? Zray b'shayla is a chiddush. That's what the Brisa says. The Gemara says, "My love, the Mudikol Yisurin Shabbatayra." I'm Rabbi Eloi Nitzchel Rabbi Yehuda. Now that Brisa means one thing. It means Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda? A very important Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya is a bit. The Amar who holds Mebemina Eloi Batal. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if you have a taruv of isav ahet and the isav ahet are the same exact min, they're both the same thing. So you have vegetables that are truma and that are chulin and they were nesarif. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is, being that it's the same, if it's the same min b'minoi loy batal. If you have kosher meat and non-kosher meat, and then nisarev, the same meat, min b'minoi loy batal. So Rabbi Yehuda is min b'minoi loy batal. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Zraya B'Sheila is a very big kiddush. Because Zraya B'Sheila, you could have 60, you could have 100, you could have 1,000. It's min b'minoi. It's the same aisle. So if it's mimimina, it should be lay bottle. Kamash malon, the hacha bottle. That's what that price means. But not zel the ma'ute, the proportion of shishan mameya. No, shishan mameya, we learn from the Zerayah B'Sheila. The Zel, what's unique about the Zerayah B'Sheila is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Mimimina Lai Batal, here there's a bit of the Gemara says, Gomer Mine. So why did Rabbi Yehuda Taka learn from the Zerayah B'Sheila? If you see in a pasuk in the Torah, that Mimimina is Batal, so why not learn from there? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Goli Rechmona, because he had a different pasuk. He says, this is, of course, Rabbi Yehuda's Makar and Shas, that Mimimina Lai Batal. The context over there is Parshas Achrim Mois, it's the Avoida and Yom Kippur, where the Kohen Gadol is doing Avoida, Lefnai Velefnim, by the Paroiches, and he's taking the blood of the Soir Hanasa Bifnim, the Soir Lashem, and of the Par that he brought, and at some point he's going to mix the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Soir, and he's going to do Hazois from the two together. And the Pasuk, when it describes the Kohen Gadol taking that mixture, that taruvos of Dama Par and Dama Soir, it says, V'lokach mi Dama Par mi Dama Soir. And the Gemara throughout Shas says, which animal has more dam? The par, the big bull, or the sire, the measly goat? Of course it's the bull. And if that's the case, why are we even referring to a dam asoir? Shouldn't the dam asoir be bottled to the dam apar? Zok Rabbi Yehuda. True. From here I see that being that the dam apar and the dam asoir are both dam, it's mim b'minoi and mim b'minoi loy batal. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda said, sure, you can learn from Zerayah B'Sheila mim b'minoi is batal, but I learned from v'lochach minam apar midam asar that mim b'minoi is loy batal. Freik de Gemara, if that's the case, my chazis the gamrina miheich the gamer mihai. So how do you know to learn from v'lochach minam apar midam asar that mim b'minoi is loy batal? Maybe learn from the Zerayah B'Sheila that mim b'minoi is batal. Says the Gemara, chiddushu u'michiddush loy gamrinon, because Zerayah B'Sheila is a chiddush, and being that it's a chiddush, you can't learn from a parsha that's a chiddush. Why is Zray B'Sheila a chiddush? What's so mechudash about Zray B'Sheila? Says Rashi, and Rashi invokes a halacha that's very, very important that Be'ezus Hashem will speak a lot about over the next few days, and that is because there's a rule that even though you can rely on bittul, but ein mevatlin issa l'katchila. So that it's true. If you have a little bit of milk that falls into your pot of meat, or if you take a piece, if there's non-kosher meat that gets mixed up with your there's a halacha bittul. But although there's a halacha bittul, but l'katchila you're not allowed to go ahead and be mevatl. Ein mevatlin issa l'katchila. So that being that ein mevatlin issa l'katchila, this raya b'sheila, we're violating that principle. Aren't we violating the rule of ein mevatlin issa l'katchila? We're taking the Zraya, we're cooking it together with the ayil. Why are you allowed to do that? Oh, so it's a chiddush. Once it's a chiddush, you can't learn anything from parashah of a chiddush. So to learn from v'lochach minav v'adam isar, yeah. But to learn from Zray b'sheila, then not. But the Gemara says that manavshach, if you tell me you can't learn from Zray b'sheila, because the chiddush umi chiddush loy gamrinon lemei v'samach nami loy digam. So how you allowed to learn the halacha of shishim the halacha meya? So the Gemara says otu anam lekula gamrinon lechumra gamrinon. No, chiddush lekula that you can't learn, but lechumra you can learn. Meaning to tell me a kula that min b'mina is bottle, that Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm not going to learn from the Zerayah B'Sheila, because I'm not learning any kula from a parasha mechudeshes. So I know from v'lochach midam apar midam asar min b'mina loy batal. I'm not going to say, but the parasha of Zerayah B'Sheila teaches me a kula. But a chumra it could teach me. What's the chumra? The chumra is that what would have been without Zerayah B'Sheila, you would have thought midei raisa b'ruba batal. You would have thought it should be batal.
batal b'roif. Kamash malon zroya b'sheila. That teaches me that it's not batal b'roif, but tam ke'ikar. And as a result, you need shishem or meyer. So to learn a kula from zroya b'sheila that you can't, but to learn a chumra you can. Why can't you learn a kula from zroya b'sheila? Because the parish of zroya b'sheila is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because ordinarily ein mevatlin issa lekatchila. And over here, you could be mevatl issa lekatchila. Excel. So just a few important ha'aras as it relates to understanding the halachos of taruvos, the halachos that we're learning. Number one, just to point something out, stating the obvious, but this is important. It's just so that we all don't get confused. And that is, we just mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoy loy batal. In other words, a taruvos min b'minoy is a lot more chamor than a taruvos of min b'she'enoy minoy. Taruvos of min b'she'enoy minoy is batal. A taruvos of min b'minoy is not batal. Now, this is the exact opposite of what we spoke about in the Hakdama to yesterday's daf. We spoke yesterday, it's Machlokes Rishonim, and it's the Rashi is literally, it's the bottom Rashi on this Amud, it's really going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf, where Rashi Shita is that Tam Ke'ik is the Rabban. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Tam Ke'ik is the Raisa. But at the same time, says Rabbeinu Tam, it depends. If the Taruvais is Min B'She'enoi Minoi, then Tam Ke'ik is the Raisa. If the Taruvais is going to be Min B'Minoi, then Tam Ke'ik is going to be the Rabban. In other words, a Taruvais of Min B'Minoi is more kuladik than a Taruvais of Min B'She'enoi Minoi. So, in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the halacha in Yerideya Simen Tzadik Ches, if you have a taruvos min b'minoy versus a taruvos min b'she'enoi minoy, which is more chamer? The taruvos min b'she'enoi minoy is more chamer. A taruvos min b'she'enoi minoy is a taruvos deraisa. There, if you don't have shishim, the taruvos is aser midairaisa. If it's nishbach and you have no way now of figuring out how much was there, you throw it all in the garbage. It's all aser because it's a safik deiraisa lechumra. If it's a taruvos min b'minoy, then it's only aser midrabbanan. Meaning taruvos min b'she'enoi minoy is more chamer. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if you have a taruvos min b'she'enoi minoy, at the very least, the shishim. Taruvos min b'minoy is loy batal. So how do you reconcile those two ideas? You don't. But what you just accept is that it's, although at first glance it seems to be contradictory, but Rabbi Yehuda l'chud and the Chachamim l'chud. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda's shita is min b'minoy loy batal. And in Rabbi Yehuda's world, a taruvos of min b'minoy is more chomer than a taruvos of min b'she'enoi minoy. The good news is we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So mean that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like the Chachamim. That a min b'minoy is batal. Not only is the halacha like the Chachamim, that min b'minoy is batal, but according to the Chachamim, min b'minoy is actually more kuladik than a min b'she'enoi minoy. So sometimes you learn a Gemara and you're going to see min b'minoy, whoa, that's loy batal. And sometimes you're going to learn a Gemara, min b'minoy, oh, that's suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. They're both true. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, a min b'minoy is more chamer. And Anachanami, that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, min b'minoy loy batal. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. In the Chachamim's world, not only is min b'minoy batal, but min b'minoy is actually more kuladig than min b'she'enoi minoy. What's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that holds min b'minoy like batal? So for that, there's a famous ran in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Mem Beis, probably the longest ran, one of the longest rans in Masechtas Nedarim. The Inka Mekayim, we're going to have to say that for another day. That's the first tara. The second tara is, we mentioned that taruvos of Lach Belach, there's a halacha of Tam Ke'ikar. It's a very interesting chiddush from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is in Yerideya Simen Chav Dalet, and the Chazon Ish says that the only time you say that a taruva is Lach Belach, min b'she'enoi minoi, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the halacha, Tam Ke'ikar de'raisa, that's only if the things were cooked together. They weren't just the sarif, but there was some heat. But let's say you would take yayin of truma and you would mix it together with wine that's kulin. So you have a taruvas lach balach. They're mixed together. I mean, you'd think that's the textbook example of taruvas lach balach. You took something liquid kosher, something liquid non-kosher, and you mixed it all together. You have a taruvas lach balach. The Chazon Ish says that there's no tam ke'ikar de'raisa over there. He says that that's not Chazal's understanding of taruvas lach balach. He says, why? Because the definition of lach balach doesn't mean that they're mixed together. It means that there's some chemical reaction where the two are fused together on some level. And that's something that happens with heat. That's something that happens with Bishul, with Sli, or with Tigun, Meliach Areo Kereseach, Kavosh Areo Kemavoshul. For that, you need one of those mediums in order to create that and in order to have your Tam Ke'ikar de'raisa. If, however, you just have two Dvarim Lachin that are both Tsoinein, they're both cold, and they were punked mixed together, the Chazon Ish says that's just Beliva.
They're just bubbled together. They're just mixed together. They're living together side by side. But unless there's some element of heat, in that case, you're not going to have a halacha of a taruvos mimiminoi. You're not going to have the halacha of tamke ikir deiraisis. The Gemara mentioned the idea of ein mevatlin isalikatchila. Now, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda says that the parasha of Zroi B'Shelo is a chiddush, and that's why, even though in the parasha of Zroi B'Shelo you would seem to see a taruva is mim b'mino, that's batel, you can't learn from there. You can't learn from there that mim b'mino is batel. Why not? Because the whole parasha of Zroi B'Shelo is a very big chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because it's violating the principle of Eim Avatla Nisla Katchila. Right? Isn't there a halacha of Eim Avatla Nisla Katchila? So you're allowed to rely on Bittul Baroiv, but you can't go ahead and create a Bittul Baroiv. Eim Avatla Nisla Katchila. If it happened, it happened. But to go ahead and create it, that's not something you're allowed to do. And still, that's what we do by the Zrei B'Sheila. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, Zrei B'Sheila is a Chiddush, and once it's a Chiddush, I'm not learning anything from Zrei B'Sheila. It says the Ravid in two of his Svarim. And this is quoted by the Shach, and this is one of the more important shitas harishayim in the sugyas of taruvos. Very important. That is that you see from this Gemara that ein mevatel nisal katchila is an issa deraisa. Because if ein mevatel nisal katchila would be merely an issa derabanan, then why is Rabbi B'Shelo chiddush? It's true, ein mevatel nisal katchila, but that's only on the rabbinic level. There's no such halacha on the deraisa level. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that the parish of Zrei B'Shelo is a chiddush, Zay say meris on the deraisa level, there's something called ein mevatel nisal katchila. Stating that you have this parish in parishes nasi, right? There's certain parishes haTorah where the mitzvase bekacha the parasha violates ostensibly halacha in the Torah. Yibum is a zivug of an eshes ach. That's not something that you're really allowed to do. So this is such a parasha, says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're violating a principle in the Torah. Which principle? Eim avatlin is l'chatchila. So derived. Oh, you see clearly, eim avatlin is l'chatchila. So this is derived. Because if eim avatlin is l'chatchila, and this is derabban, you're not violating anything. As far as derived, the problem is all the rishonim cannot argue with derived. It is a shaila what Rashi holds, what Tosfos results. There's a shaila in everything in these sugyas. But the point is that the pashtus is that most Rishonim argue with the Ravid and hold that ein mevatel isla chatchila is only innocent rabban. So how did they learn the sugya? So ayin sham, ayin berishan, Rishonim discuss it. The bottom line is a machlokes whether ein mevatel isla chatchila is an issed raisa issed rabbanon. The Ravid shita, as quoted, is ein mevatel isla chatchila is an issed raisa. According to Rav Rishonim, ein mevatel isla chatchila is only in Isser Dirabana. Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, in Yerudea, Simin Shin Yotes, brings a bomba kasha from the Shara Melech. And the kasha is on the Gemara in Masechta Schulen, at the very end of the Masechta, Perek Shiluach HaKan, Daf Kuf Mem Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing a posik with regards to the Metzora. It says, V'tziva HaKoyin, V'lokach Lamitar Shnei Tziporim, Chayois Tehoiris. So part of the esoteric Tehoira process of the Metzora involved two Tziporim. So the Pasuk says that those two Tziporim had to be Chayois Tehoiris, V'etz Erev V'shin Tzalas V'esam. The Gemara is Shtelzach, what does Tehoiris mean? What does it mean Tehoiris? So it says the Gemara, you know what Tehoiris means? That it can't be from an Irani Dachas. That's what the Gemara says. It can't be a tzipor. If you had a tzipor that was part of an Irani Dachas, it disqualifies from being able to be used as one of the tzipor. Afraid the Gemara, I need a pasuk for that? I don't understand. What do you do with the two tzipor? One of them they shechted. They took the dam. The other one they sent away. If you need a pasuk to tell me that the tzipor that's going to be sent away, that's the tzipor that you're not allowed to use for a tzipor of an Irani Dachas. Who would ever have a mina? I need a pasuk to tell me you can't? Think about it. What's the alternative? I'm going to use the tzipor of Irani Dachas. You're going to use it and then you're going to let it fly away. What's going to happen? Some hunter is going to find it. He's going to take it and he's going to end up eating it. Say, this takolo, you're being machshel somebody. There's no way the Torah would tell you to do something that's going to involve takolo. Freak the Shara Melech. What's the takolo? There's one tzipa that's floating around that's from an Irani Dachas. It's batel b'roiv. Taruvis yavesh b'yavesh. But it's for sure going to be batel. I mean that it's going to be batel. There should be no problem over here. All right. Says the Shara Melech. Maybe you'll tell me that the problem is, it's true there's something called bittul b'raif, but ein mevatlin isser l'katchila. You're not let it go ahead l'katchila and be mevatl isser. So by us taking this tzipor of Irani Dachas and allowing it to drezach in the veld now, what we're doing is we're being mevatl the isser l'katchila and setting up somebody
to eat from a taruvos where there was a bitul nisul katchila. But says the Sharm Melech, that's all good according to the Raiva that holds emavatul nisul katchila is an issa deraisa. But according to the Rishonim that hold emavatul nisul katchila is an issa derabanan, so on the deraisa level there's no takola. So maybe the Torah set the Torah to address the deraisa level, because on the deraisa level it should be fine. Kamash Mulan, that no, there's alacha in tzipore mitzayre that you're not allowed to use a tzipor from an ear nidachas. Says the Chassam Sofer to answer this kasha a dover nifla. He says, you know what you have to say? He says, you have to say that it's true the Rishonim hold Emavat Lislat Chachilas only this is the Rabbah, besides for the Raivin and maybe other Rishonim. But it's true Emavat Lislat, but that's only by a Taruvas Lach Balach. Taruvas Yavish be Yavish. Everybody agrees that Emavat Lislat Chachilas and Issa de Raisa. And being that Emavat Lislat Chachilas and Issa de Raisa, that's what the Gemara meant when the Gemara said there's a Takol over here. Why would we go ahead and set up a situation where it would be Emavat Lislat? I thought Emavat Lislat only in Issa de Rabbanan. That's true by a Taruvas Lach Malach. But by a Taruvas Yavish B'Yavish, everybody agrees that Eim Avatl is the Nisadei Reis. And says the Chassam Sofer, I'll prove it to you. And the Chassam Sofer says this a few times. He says it in Simen Yutes, he says it Al HaTorah. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll prove to you that Eim Avatl is the Katkhila by Yavish B'Yavish is the Nisadei Reis. What do you do if you have a Trefa? The Torah says, Lakel of Tashlich HaNoisai. What do you do if you have a Nevela? Lagera Shebesh HaRechot Nenavoy Chela. Why do you have to take your Trefa and feed it to the dogs? I have a perfect idea. You know what you should do? You should take the trefa, close your eyes, mix it up with a bunch of other animals. Now you're not going to know which one is the trefa. You're going to have a taruvas yavish biyavish. It'll be bottle barayv. You're going to go ahead and eat it. What's the problem? Oh, that's only in the rabban. It's not in the deraisa. So why in the deraisa level did the Torah say trefa lakelav tashlich hanoisai? The neveli, you should go ahead and give it to the ger. Look, what's the big deal? Just close your eyes and do the same. Just make a taruvas. The teretz is because it's a taruvas yavish biyavish, and we have a taruvas yavish biyavish. Everybody holds emavatul nisul katchila. Zoktech sam soifa the parish of Nevela and the parish of Vanir Lanias Daiti, Loshan Achsam Soifer, the Vadai Muchach Menatoira, Shaloy Levatum Isla Kathilo, the Eloite Mahochi, Loma Nashlich Trefa the Caliph, Unevela Lenochi Vilager, Voloma Lenevatlen, Had betray, Ella Mike, because it's Taruvas Yavish Biyavish, and by Yavish Biyavish, you don't have the halacha of a dear Aim of Atl Isla Kathilo is going to be an Isla Mederais. It says the Chsam Soifer, with this you say, I want to answer the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha. He says, Rabbi Akinemnin, in Shelas Yaivitz brings a kasha that he heard from his father. The Kamsvi asked the kasha on the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. This is Gishmak Arei. There's no time to go into this, but just say over the kasha. And that is, we know that Allah is if there's a Chaylash Yesh by Sakana, we violate all these surim in the Torah. Everything other than Avay Dezar Gilash, Shechaz Domin, for a Chaylash Yesh by Sakana. So what happens if you now have to feed a Chaylash non-kosher food? So what do you do? So we do it with a sensitivity. We try to limit the amount of averus we're going to do. So if there's two things in front of us, we figure out which is more aser, which is less aser, and we give him the kalakal. We give him the one that's the least aser. The Gemara brings a braisa. If you have two things in front of you, one is tevel and one is truma. So which is less? Which one should you give him? What's the kalakal? The tevel or the truma? Tanakama says you give him tevel, you don't give the chayla truma. Ben tema oimer truma v'loy tevel. Oh, my rabbis. Rabbis are like this. If you can give him chulin, that's the best option. Keep pligi, but lo yafshe b'chulin. It wasn't possible to give him chulin. Mar sova tevel chamer, umar sova truma chamer. Machlokes from the temples more chamer, truma more chamer. Frank the Chacham Tzvi, I don't understand. I have the perfect eitzah. You know what the eitzah is? The eitzah is you should take the tevel, be mafresh truma. That certainly was an option. Be mafresh truma, and then take the truma and mix it together with the shirayim, which is all chulin. So now everything is going to be mutter. What's the problem? The problem is emavatul nisul katchila. Emavatul nisul katchila is not an nisul deraisa. So isn't that for sure the best option? What happened? You have tevel over here. So the question: should you feed the chayla tevel or first be mafresh truma and give him the truma? Those are the two options here. Says the Chamsvi, I think the best option is to take the chulin, the tevel, be mafresh truma, stick the truma back into the taruvas, and now everything is going to be butter. What's the issue? Zok Tachsam Soifer, you know what the issue is? It's emavatul nisul katchila. Because being that we're dealing with the taruvas of Yavish B'Yavish, by taruvas Yavish B'Yavish, you have emavatul nisul katchila. Akoponim, the Chassam Soifer said, Yisai. The Yisai of the Chassam Soifer was that even though Rav Rishonim hold emavatul nisul katchila is only in the Siddur Rabbanon, that's when it's taruvas lach balach. But if it's taruvas Yavish B'Yavish, over there, emavatul nisul katchila is going to be Issa de Raisa.
Beitza. That's the way the Chassam Sofer answered the Shara Melech's Kasha, Chulin Kufmem. He answered the Chacham Tzvi's Kasha that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings from a Gemara Masach Tzuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and he says the whole parish of Nevela and Treifa would seem to suggest that. Amazingly, this Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, the Noi de Behuda said as well. Chassam Sofer was Mechavim to the Noi de Behuda. Noi de Behuda is printed in Madura Tinyana, Yerideya Simin Memhe. And the Noi de Behuda was asked by Rabbi Wolf Boskowitz. He asked him, Harav Achoruf Amuflo, this Kasha. He said, why did the Torah say, Lakelov Tashlich Nois regarding the Trefa? Why did the Torah say, take the Nevela and give it to the Ger? Why not just be Mevatel with the rest of your food? That's only an Issa Rabbana. And the Noid said three terutzim. His third terrace was the Chassam Sofer's terrace. Shlishis ani oimer davar chadosh bedin levatel Issa lekatchila. And his davar chadosh is this yisoid, that there's a difference between the taruvis lach belach and yavish biyavish. Lach belach emavatel Issa lekatchila is an Issa Rabbana. Yavish biyavish emavatel Issa lekatchila is an Issa deraisa. But the Noid Behuda added one thing. He added a svara. And he says a dover nifla, and this is just something that we'll speak out the svara and we'll pick it up another day. And that is, says the Noi de Behuda, if you think about it, there's a fundamental difference between the taruvas lach balach yavish biyavish. Taruvas yavish biyavish, nothing changed to the dover asr. You have one piece of meat that's non-kosher, and you have two pieces of meat that are kosher. Now that it's a taruvas, you're allowed to eat all three pieces of meat. That's the halacha of Achi Rabbim Lahatas. The two kosher pieces of meat don't change the non-kosher piece of meat. We know there's three pieces of meat. We know that we don't know which is the kosher and the non-kosher. We also know the Torah says rife. So as a result, you're allowed to go ahead and eat all three pieces of meat. Bittul b'rife says that despite the fact I can't identify the kosher versus the non-kosher, it doesn't matter. Eat all three. Taruvas lach balach says the Noid Behuda is very different. When you have a taruvas lach balach, what's the halacha? Not rife, the halacha shishim. Because of tam kikr. Whether it's derais or derabbanan, we pass in derais. So it's because there's tam. On the derais level, you need 60. What happens when you now have 60? Now you have bittul. Not bittul b'roi, bittul b'shishim. What happens when you have 60? Dvir says the Noid Behuda, something very different happened. You know what happened? The whole Sibasa Isser went away. What was the Sibasa Isser? The Tam. Tam ke'ikr. When there's no Tam, you know why it's mutter? Because the Tam's not there anymore. Says the Noid Behuda, they're both called bittul. And they both have to conform to the laws and the Shulchan Aruch of quote-unquote bittul. But at the same time, what happens when the Dover Aser is bottled in a Taruvas Yavish Biyavish is very different than what happens when the Dover Aser in a Taruvas Lach Balach is bottled. In a Taruvas Yavish Biyavish, nothing changes with the Dover Aser. The Dover Aser is still there. We just can't find it. Says the Noid Behuda, Wodi Valio Navi would come and he would say, this is the kosher burger, that's the non-kosher burger. Okay, done. That's it. You're out of business. You can't rely on Reiv anymore. Reiv works when you don't know. But to the extent that you now know, you can't use the halacha bittul b'Reiv anymore. But Taruvas Lach Balach is different. Taruvas Lach Balach, the side of the bittul over here is that as long as the food is nice and tam, then there's tam ke'ikr. Once it's bittul b'shishiv, it's not nice and tam anymore. If it's not, there's no time. If there's no time, it doesn't make sense for there to be a time kicker. So the point of a bittul b'shishim and a taruvas lach balach is that the dover asur is gone. It's not here anymore. Says the Noid Behuda, when is it okay to be mevatel isla katchil on the iraisa level? That's by a taruvas lach balach. Taruvas lach balach, where the besoid of the bittul is going to be removing the dover asur, the roiv rishonim held mid-iraisa, it's okay. It's only mid rabbanan name mevatel isla katchil. As it relates to taruvas yavish biyavish, where even after the bittul, the dover asur is still going to be there. The Eden Noid Behuda said, everyone's going to agree that it's going to be asur to be mevatel isla lekatchila. The bottom line is, the Chassam Sofer and the Noid Behuda, shneim nischavnu l'davar echad, not only the same yisoid, they both proved the same yisoid from the same place, from the parshiyos of Treifa, Lakelev, Tashlicha Noisai, and Nevela, Lagera Shebesh, Orechet, Tetneneva, Echela, and they were both Mechadish, that even though throughout Shas it's only the Shitas Arayvith, Adas Yochet that holds, Eva Vatan Isla Katchila is an Issa de Raisa, that's with regards to Taruvas Lach Balach. As it relates to Taruvas Yavish Biyavish, everyone agrees it's awesome in de Raisa. What's the difference between Lach Balach, Yavish Biyavish? It's this Svara of the Noid Bidu. What happens with the Bittul? Does the Bittul make the Isser not be here anymore? Or no, the Isser is still here. What happens if Eliyahu Navi would? In the case of tam keiki, you'd still be able to eat the taruvas because there's no tam. So if there's no tam, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to eat it. In the case that the yavish biyavish, what do you mean? Nothing changed with the davar aser. It's the same davar aser as if there would be a taruvas. It's just there's a suffix. But mainly, you're allowed to eat it. Being that in one case you're the bittel is completely obliterating the davar aser, over there you could be mevatel l'katchila, it's only midrabanan, you can't. Where the davar aser is going to remain intact, there a mevatel l'katchila is true, even on the deraisa left.